Zadanie ósme.
Thank you, Jill, for joining us in the studio today. You've been a successful marathon runner for a few years now. How did it start?
You could say that I've always been a runner, but at the age of 20, I decided to get competitive with long-distance running. In the beginning, running for me was all about speed and winning. I remember my first and worst marathon. I made all the rookie mistakes. First, I started off way too fast. Then I waited until I felt thirsty before drinking at the water stops. I also wore new shoes that turned out to be really uncomfortable. It was agony. When I look back, I kind of laugh at myself. Later, things became different. I didn't try to be as competitive anymore. I realized I loved another aspect of running, the pure pleasure of being outdoors.
Do you have any special method of preparing for marathons?
Yes, surprisingly, most of my running is really easy. I've done a lot of reading, and I follow the philosophy of the famous coach Arthur Lydiard, who is considered the father of the marathon movement and training. He basically invented interval training. The simplest way of putting it is that most of the distance I cover, not all of it, is done at a really easy pace. Normally in the race, I run a mile in 6 minutes. During my training runs, my pace is closer to a 9-minute mile. The last part of the distance is a sprint. My whole training involves interval training 3 times a week. It's the best way to strengthen the running muscles and to improve my stamina.
Marathon runners surely get a lot of injuries. How do you prevent them?
I personally don't get a lot of injuries. Part of it is somewhat genetic. I'm blessed with some sort of a runner's body. But my advice to help prevent injury is get enough sleep and rest and follow a strength training program. It can be a simple 20-minute full-body routine workout 2 or 3 times a week. Oh, and I also recommend an ice bath for any run longer than 10 miles. It helps to flush harmful metabolic waste out of our muscles. It's good to ice the body after long runs. But I still think the best recovery is to go to sleep when you're worn out after running.
But if you get injured or exhausted, how do you motivate yourself to run again?
I stay motivated with quotes from famous sports people. In fact, I'm a quote freak. I put little note cards with my favourite quotes in my car or on my bathroom mirror. One of them says, "Being defeated is often a temporary condition. Giving up is what makes it permanent." I also have a vision board. On this board, I have my business and fitness goals, along with photos of the things that I enjoy as much as running. Soccer, family, good food, etc. The board is placed in my room, so I'm reminded to keep working hard every day. Besides, though we never train together, I'm constantly motivated by my husband, a marathon runner as well.
Jill, thank you for the interview.